Central New York has a lot to be proud of when it comes to going green. That was the message at the Greening USA annual meeting in Syracuse yesterday. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there are still challenges when it comes to making the investment in green energy.
A small town in Cortland County is a poster child for a municipality going green, according to Chris Carrick, who manages the energy program at the Central New York Regional Planning and Development Board.
We've worked with the town of Preble, for example, to retrofit their town hall and install solar panels and take them off using fuel oil.
Carrick says the town's initial investment in green infrastructure will be paid back in 5 years. He notes it's that lag between investment and payback in tight financial times that often becomes a challenge when it comes to private businesses going green.
A lot of municipalities can tolerate that sort of investment, but many businesses are looking for a payback in 2 years or less.
Lemoyne College student David Pascarella conducted a study of the views of Central New York businesses about sustainability. It shows those that take the leap look at the bottom line and public relations.
There's a definitely perceived benefit, whether it's brand recognition, the effects on the environment, or just for their utility expenses.
Pascarella says the survey shows green investments by businesses run the gamut from changing infrastructure and vehicle fleets to altering design and manufacturing processes. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.